You know, one of the great pleasures of reading books is the vicarious experiences you get to enjoy, sometimes doing things or going places that you can hardly imagine in your own life, like, say, me, gambling or riding horses. I'm Lisa Morgan, here with University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick, and another installment of The Weekly Reader. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with my favorite novel from one of our best writers, the great Jane Smiley. I speak of Horse Heaven. This big, fat, delicious book is kind of like a Robert Altman film in that it shows a whole kaleidoscope of characters involved in different aspects of one particular business. Here we've got breeders, trainers, jockeys, teenage horse nuts, track hounds, and of course, many beautifully written horses. Residual and Fronie's Sis are fillies bred in Kentucky and California. Epic Steam is a colt from Kentucky, and then there's an unnamed colt from Maryland. He is later christened Limitless, for good reason. With all those fancy racers, it's a gelding named Justa Bob who steals the book. No one writes horses the way Jane Smiley does, actually taking us inside their heads in a fully believable way. And it's not just horses. There's also a wonderful Jack Russell Terrier named Eileen. If you haven't read Horse Heaven, and even if you don't love horses, but especially if you do, this is the big juicy read you've been dying for. I wish I had time to read it again.
So you say you've got a few books here for even a non-gambler like myself to enjoy?
I think so. Hats and Eyeglasses is a charming memoir by Martha Frankel telling how she got addicted to online poker. It starts with her childhood in Queens. The men in one room playing poker, the women in the other playing canasta, little Martha running back and forth to refill everyone's glasses and peek at their cards. Later, she moves on to a weekly poker game with the fellas, and it turns out she's really good at it. She moves up the poker ladder, spotting cheaters, reading tells, and always leaving with more than she had when she sat down, until she discovers online poker, and it almost ruins her life. Can her marriage survive her literally losing all their money and hiding it from her husband until he read the galley of this book? You'll have to read it to find out. If you just want to laugh, pick up a copy of Lay the Favorite by Beth Raymer. Also a memoir. Not long out of college in Florida, Raymer moved to Vegas and ricocheted through the sex industry and the amateur boxing world before ending up working at a professional sports gambling outfit. Here she became immersed in a world of men who made a livelihood out of their love of sports, their talent for math, and their refusal to do anything but sit around drinking Yoo-hoo in front of a computer. As the stakes mount, Raymer's adventures take her to betting resorts in Curacao and Costa Rica. Some reviews criticized this book for being amoral. Well, that's what I loved about it.
I bet.
A much more serious book set in Vegas is the 2008 debut novel of the writer Charles Bock, Beautiful Children. This is a sweeping, almost Dickensian work that revolves around a hyperactive, surly 12-year-old boy who disappears into the bowels of the city one Saturday night. The story follows him and many other characters, among them his distraught parents, an unhappy comic book illustrator, a nameless teenager known only as the girl with the shaved head, and a beautiful wastrel named Ponyboy. With settings ranging from casinos to convenience stores to desert rock concerts, this is a thorough tour of Vegas and all its various forms of depravity.
You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.